Conversation. What else do you need to know? Everybody's here? Well, it's not true. Let's see. Ken Kessler is off in Las Vegas working at another gig. Yes, cha-ching. Jennifer Cha-ching Horn is here. Roberta Cha-ching Fasanelli will save you some money with her Queen of Cheap report coming up. Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington. The story that people are talking about on the West Coast and around the country as well. This a college tour that turned tragic. Northern California crash.
So sad.
Involving a FedEx truck, a car, a bus carrying high school students. 10 people are dead. The students were on their way to visit Humboldt State University. There were, I think, 8 or 9 on the bus that were killed. Mm-hmm. This kind of stuff is very hard on, especially the roadways. Drive across, I think when I heard this story first, I was thinking about the roads in Ohio that I have driven on for years and years and years. More so there than many of the roads that I drive in Massachusetts. I can't tell you that there's a similarity even in California where I drive a lot, or I've driven in every state in the country. And Ohio, for some reason or another, the roads across from when I used to fly into Cleveland and drive to Heidelberg, going across roads like Route 224, which is a state highway, the permitted speeds are 65 miles an hour. And when you get into a situation with wind and rain, and I don't know that that was the condition there last night, but I'm just speaking in general. How many of you, as you drive across on roads like that, the folks who are listening in the Midwest, especially where this seems to be more prevalent, or down in Texas where the roads go on forever, there are two-lane highways, and you can drive very fast. And if it's windy, and you've got a semi-truck, a 53-foot box behind a tractor, this thing's moving along and coming and creates a wake around it. You know as well as I do, when you go by a truck like that, you can feel the wind hit your car or hit your pickup or whatever it is that you're driving.
And pull you right over.
And pull you right in one way or another. That happens behind, and when you pass a truck like that on those highways, they're very dangerous. I'm not saying, okay, is there a solution to the problem? Other than don't drive on them, I don't know what the solution is, other than perhaps you lower the speed, but people are going to drive. There's very little supervision in these county areas, so people drive pretty much the way they want to at the speed they want to. And again, I don't know that that's the specific, the reason for this crash, but I will tell you that these are the sorts of things that when I hear stories like this, it comes into my mind how many times I felt like I was this close to being in a situation like that, this close. And now, I wonder about the rest of you if you feel
it hits my mind.
There. What?
You send your kids out.
Yeah.
To go to a college tour.
You know, we all do it where our kids go to school every day and we just trust that they are okay in the hands of others. And it makes you think about something like this, you know. Are my kids safe when I send them on the bus to school?
Well, you can say that about anything. Are they safe walking across the street?
I know.
Yeah. It's true. You can't. Well, you worry yourself to death about that. You teach them as well as you can. This gets into a conversation, by the way, to go back a little bit to the confusion that happened in the Pennsylvania high school after the slasher attack, the 16-year-old youngster, talking earlier to somebody who was an expert in this sort of psychology, thinking about what happens in our families with, especially today, this generation, the millennial generation, as it comes along, has had less direction. It's a very interesting oxymoronic reality. There are some parents, the helicopter, what do they call them, the copter parents or whatever?
Helicopter parents, right.
Who are all over their kids. Yeah. They're all over everything. And then there's another group of parents who don't give two hoots about their children. They do what they want. They go where they want. They have no interest or really control. They don't exercise any influence over their lives. This is kind of like the discussion that goes on the extremes everywhere today. The left and the right, the fat and the skinny, the rich and the poor, the smart and the dumb. And there's nothing in between much. It's that. And I think that's what we were seeing with the rearing of children. This youngster, you don't still know anything about his parents, but this lady that we had on, Jennifer, correct me if I'm wrong, suggested that there are a lot of different things, and I guess that there is, you know, you keep hearing from people, he was a wonderful kid, he didn't get into the trouble,
right.
There's something wrong with his kid. There's something someplace.
I still want to know whether it was on any kind of ADHD or...
One in six little boys are, so it wouldn't be a stretch.
And we talked about the sugar cereals and that sort of thing, and she thought that was a little simplistic. But then I brought around, and I couldn't remember at the time, what's the name of that report that came out about 20 years ago, 15, 20 years ago, that suggested we were all the same?
The genomics, right.
That's it. The genome
project.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And from that, we all realized that we were chemically about the same, all of us. And that's true. We are chemically the same, but how the chemicals react together in your body makes you very unique.
Right. One person can eat red dye number 6 and not be affected.
At all.
Another person can eat red dye number 6.
And it's a big problem.
And
right.
It's a huge problem.
Yep. Peanuts. You can go down that street if you want to. So, anyway, it's a strange, strange world we live in there. Master Jack and things that... I mean, think about this just as another absurd reality. And then we're going to pause for Roberta's Queen of Sheep report. Simon Cowell has been all over the place this week acknowledging his regrets about breaking up the marriage of his friend and his baby mama. What kind of disconnect does this guy have with reality? And we see this sort of thing, and one wonders if it doesn't...
Well, what do you mean? Should he not say anything?
Well, the fact that it happened and it was okay to begin with gives younger people permission. Okay, well, it's all right for these guys to do it, so I'll do the same thing. 16-year-olds having sex in school. Yeah, this guy was doing it, so we all know about it. That's what I'm saying. And then they say, well, it's too bad I did it. You don't have to think of ramifications of doing this stuff before. It sort of gets back to another theory that I laid out this week about deterrence to crime. There is really no deterrence to crime. Otherwise, there wouldn't be bank robberies, there wouldn't be rapes, there wouldn't be murders, there wouldn't be the kind of crimes that are committed by white-collar people in Wall Street. Deterrence doesn't work. If it did... nothing would happen that was bad. Is that a theory that makes sense? It holds water, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, so I've said my piece now for a while. Thank you. Roberta will be the star. Say what?
The soapbox is finished.
I don't think I was on a soapbox, do you? I wasn't on one of my typical rants. I was on a well-thought-out rant.
I was able to follow this rant.
That's good, Ricky.
That was
congratulations.
Okay.
Right. Yeah, all right. It's cool. Okay, Roberta, Queen of Cheap Report coming up here on Good Day. Hi, friends. Doug Steffen here with some great ideas on how you can spruce up your home this spring from your friends at Sherwin-Williams. Nothing changes the mood of a room faster or for less money than a fresh coat of paint. If you're going with a new color, test it out first. Paint a sample on a square of cardboard and hang it up in the room for a couple of days. If you like it throughout the day and the evening, you are ready to go. If you have more painting questions, the experts at Sherwin-Williams will help you out. With easy-to-use color selection tools, you can find your personal palette with confidence. Exceptional coverage, rich color, and results that last. All you have to do is ask Sherwin-Williams. Stay tuned for more great ideas from the color experts at Sherwin-Williams.
If you like painting and saving, ask Sherwin-Williams and save 40% on paints and stains during our 4-day super sale, April 11th through the 14th. With 40% off our great paints and stains and 30% off painting supplies, you can give your whole home a color makeover. But hurry, these savings are so super, they won't be around for long. Find your nearest store at SherwinWilliams.com/sale. Retail sales only, some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Really? No way. Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reactions as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
Think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams!
That was good.
Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty.
It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston beer comes out of the master responsibility.
Hi, it's Doug Steffen with big news for allergy sufferers. Prescription nasal sprays are the most effective treatment for nasal allergies. Now, for the first time, one's available without a prescription. Try new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Your symptoms, like sneezing and runny nose, are caused by your body's chemical responses to allergens. Nasacort stops more of these responses than antihistamines to relieve nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. Visit Nasacort.com.
At 30,000 feet, there's no room for error. To keep a modern fighter jet flying safely year after year requires a highly trained team of expert technicians and specialized equipment.
Tango 311, confirming final inspection. Roger that.
GMC certified service technicians take service and maintenance just as seriously.
And we'll do a full 27-point inspection.
Great, thanks.
With specialized GMC training and genuine parts for every GMC vehicle, you can be sure your GMC is always ready to take off. Incredible thinking, incredible service. GMC certified service. That's professional grade. For a limited time, get a $100 mail-in rebate debit card on a set of four select brand name tires. See participating dealer for eligible tire brands and details. Rebate form must be postmarked by June 30th, 2014. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery of debit card. Offer ends May 31st, 2014.
She's the queen of cheap, the diva of dumpster diving. Roberta Bessanelli.
Come join Roberta now as she goes through details of what may or may not appear at DougSteffen.com today.
No, it's there.
I said, okay, good. All right, so what do we have?
Let's start with reminding you that if you're in the military, either active or reservist or National Guardsman, you can get free admission to SeaWorld, Sesame Place, or Busch Gardens for 2014. It's military plus three direct dependents, and we have all the information for you at DougSteffen.com. We have a great deal from Johnson & Johnson. They have a program called Healthy Essentials. If you sign up for it, they'll send you all sorts of coupons, and right now in April alone, it's over $55 in coupons for different Johnson & Johnson products. So if you use, everybody uses at least one of their products, so it's definitely worthwhile to sign up for it and get the coupons for it. Also, there's a place called Ibotta. It's one of those places where you shop through their website and then you get cash back. Well, right now they have movie theater rebates, and you can get money off of movies like Captain America, and you have to do it by going to the movies, paying for it, and then submitting the ticket stubs, and we tell you how to do all of this at DougSteffen.com.
Is this Ibotta an Italian television station?
Yes, it's Ibotta. Ibotta.
Or is it just Ibotta? And then
Ibotta. That's Ibotta. Right. It's from Ibotta. They also have some givebacks of cash for different restaurants before you go to the movies. So it costs nothing to join it. You just, you know, go online and you join it and you get cash back. And speaking of cash back, Famous Footwear. This is for you, Jen. You can get $10 off a $10 purchase. And we have...
I'm no mathematician, but that's free.
That sounds like...
But that's free, yes. Now, of course, if you pay $12 and you get $7 back, then it costs you $2.
Hold on. I'm still opening up my calculator on my iPhone.
$10 off a $10 purchase.
Don't you like that? I say I'm no mathematician yet. I've been doing accounting work all week.
That's it. Congratulations.
Well, use coupon codes that you're going to need for that, and we have them for you at DougSteffen.com. So you'll find these deals and lots of other great deals there. So check it out. The Queen.
A-N-S-T-E-P-H-A-N. Dudley with Roberta and Jennifer and Richie. I just saved $10 with a $10 coupon. I got something free.
Free.
I'm surprised she didn't say for free. That would really send us over the top. Save money. Check out the Queen and She Report at DougSteffen.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The TalkStream Live app for iPhone, iPad, and Android is the fastest and easiest way to access live talk radio anytime, anywhere. Download the free TalkStream Live app right now and see for yourself. You'll enjoy instant access to the best in live talk radio. Find your favorite shows and discover some new ones. The TalkStream Live app is available in the App Store, the Google Play Store, or visit TalkStreamLive.com. That's TalkStreamLive.com.
I'm David Cordani, President and CEO of Cigna. We're proud to support the March of Dimes by walking in the March for Babies. It feels great to know that the money we raise funds life-saving research and programs that improve the health of babies. With your help, we can make this year better than ever. Join Cigna and our coworkers across the country in March for Babies to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthier babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org and march to help our babies. Thank you.
Broken-hearted people living in the world of dreams. There will be an answer, let it be. But though they may be parted, there is still a chance that they will see.
Amazing. Mr. McCartney with the lead on Let It Be. We are reviewing for you in this next few minutes some number one songs from the decade of the 70s. This was number one during this week in the first year of the decade, 1970.
The last album.
Last album from the Beatles. This is the big recording of Let It Be. Number one during this week in 1970. Number one during this week in 1977. Change of pace from Sweden's ABBA.
You are the dancing queen.
I take goosebumps when I hear this song, and I don't know why, but I do. It's pretty simple, straightforward stuff. Pop music at its best. The interesting thing about Europeans is that they like pop music pure and simple, maybe because they're more simple than we are in many ways. But pop music is much more of a focus even today in Germany. And I'm not just talking about American pop music. They create their own. But there are very few R&B hits, Richie. There are very few country hits. Not like, yeah, the pop music isn't as good today as it used to be.
No, there's a bunch of good stuff. Bruno Mars stuff. There's a bunch of good stuff out there now. But you don't have the iconic, just massive. I mean, think about this. ABBA was a bigger export for Sweden than Volvo was.
Right. Yeah. Or Saab. I wonder what does Pierre think about the pop music in France?
The pop music in France is very romantic. You have to take your dance out and just go, oh, woo woo.
Wait, what do they do?
They go, woo woo.
Woo woo woo.
So it's the pop music.
Right. There was a guy in Boston growing up listening to the radio. His name was Arnie Woo Woo Ginsburg. That was his shtick. Woo. That was it. Darn. Why? Call him Arnie the Woo. All right, let's get to a couple of Elton John hits from the 70s. Number one during this week in 1974. Benny and the Jets. Elton John.
Also, got electric boobs.
Yeah.
So do I.
Number one then, the same week, the next year, number one song, 1975 this week, also Elton John.
Well, some songs just transport you back to a specific place and time.
Yes, this is one of them.
Well, let me see. This is 1970 what?
75.
75, so I would have been 10 years old.
Yeah.
And I was at the Putt-Putt in Rockville, Maryland with a bunch of friends of mine. And it just, this song always takes me back right there. Do you ever have that where one song takes you back to
right there. Yep,
like
right.
one
Absolutely.
Specific moment in time?
Yep. Yes. Very good. That's
amazing.
A great characterization. A good visualization. It's a good mind game, Richie. Thank you, because this is all about theater of the mind, isn't it? Using your imagination.
It's so vivid.
Yeah. All right, number one during this week in 1979, as we conclude an overview of some of the top hits during the decade of the 70s, this is Gloria Gaynor. Love the disco era. It's a great song. Not good.
It takes me back to Dimples Karaoke Bar.
Great.
About 5 years ago.
I got news Dimples? For you. You're not alone. This takes a lot of women back to a karaoke bar somewhere.
All right. So where is Dimples, Ginger?
Oh, it's in Burbank. You've got to go, Doug.
Yep, right, let's go. Beautiful. Downtown Burbank.
You and I and Meredith.
After the horse show, we'll go.
Okay. You and I and Meredith will go over there.
It is the place to be.
Okay. Dimples.
Yeah.
In Burbank. That'd be very nice. A review of some of the pop hits, kind of cool stuff on Good Day. I hope you like it. 20 and a half the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Probably of all the questions I get on the Pet Show, the one most disturbing to most pet guardians is their dog acts aggressively around other dogs, and they want to know why they have that problem. There are many reasons why a dog may act aggressively towards another dog. He may just be afraid. He may be stressed because his space is being violated. He may feel the need to dominate. He may be protective of us. He may be very curious, or he may be overexcited. Sometimes what we perceive to be aggression may be the result of just hyper-energy. The most important thing to remember, if your dog is aggressive towards other dogs, try to figure out why. If you're walking him on a leash, remember, that leash becomes his territory, and he's going to protect that. Maybe a longer leash. Also, if your dog is aggressive around the house, try to introduce him to other dogs on neutral territory. Very often, when a dog is on neutral territory and he meets another dog because there are so many distractions, the relationship is a lot stronger and resolves the behavioral problems a lot quicker. I'm Warren Eckstein. I'm Warren Eckstein. 20 years ago, I developed my Hugs and Kisses supplements for both dogs and cats to solve the number one pet problem, shedding. Using the finest ingredients made only in the USA, my Hugs and Kisses supplement with lecithin reduces shedding and promotes healthy skin and a full shiny coat. But don't take my word for it. Just listen to what my listeners say about Hugs and Kisses.
I just want to tell you how much we love the Hugs and Kisses, and our doggy Shotzi loves them, and her coat is so smooth. I have told more people because they asked me, wow, her coat is just beautiful.
Imagine, no more shedding, itching, or scratching. My Hugs and Kisses supplements come with a 30-day guarantee and a 20-year track record. When your name is on the label, your reputation is on the line. Order today at thepetshow.com or call 1-800-430-4847. That's 1-800-430-4847, 1-800-430-HUGS, and log on to thepetshow.com.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
screen time is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
That's going on.
No makeup needed here. It's radio. Although there are people who continue to suggest that we ought to get a television camera in here for me and for Roberta and for Richie. If you want to see what we look like.
What, not for me?
Yeah, okay. You can have some attention, too.
You're so mean.
Ah, no. I love you dearly. So you can go to DougStefan.com. Upper right-hand corner, you'll see me in front of a microphone in a blue plaid shirt. If you want to see how it all works, how it comes together,
if you want to see that shirt
way.
Come off,
you want to see corduroys.
There's no corduroys.
Turtlenecks.
You're overdoing. You guys overdo it.
No, he actually has a nice shirt on in that one.
Meredith has been a great fashion influence on Doug. He's been looking pretty sharp.
I saw him last week. He could have used a little help.
Well, apparently he left. She's not a miracle worker.
Apparently he left before she woke up.
Why? How did I look last week? I didn't think I looked badly.
Disheveled.
I looked disheveled?
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Disheveled.
Your shirt was a little wrinkled, and your hair wasn't. It was mussed. It was. What do you want me to say?
Oh, yeah. This is not the first time I heard you didn't comb your hair, actually. Didn't Evan make a crack about you not combing your hair?
That's not accurate.
Why do you sound like you're drunk all of a sudden? That's not accurate.
Not accurate at all. I'm going to now defer all comments to Mahatma Gandhi, who said our thought of the day today.
Yeah. You ruin our fun by bringing Gandhi in.
Truth alone. Well, I've got to short circuit this conversation somehow. Might as well do it with Gandhi. Yeah. Truth alone will endure. All the rest will be swept away before the tide of time. Mohandas Gandhi. Yeah. Anyway, I had too much hair last week, and that was the problem. And you got a hair.
You are.
Too much hair.
Tickle head of hair, and it was all over the place.
And you know what? Honestly,
it was your headphones, wasn't it?
No. You know what it is, honestly?
You need some mousse.
It's Provia. Well, I don't know about mousse, but I have been using Provia.
Well, if you use the Provia and you got the thick old head of hair going, you need something to manage that hair.
Or put some gel in and slick it all back. Wouldn't that be a funny look for you?
Mm-hmm.
I've tried all kinds of
things. I bet he did that in the 50s.
That's slick.
I didn't do that in the 50s. I was 10 years old. What are you talking about in the 50s?
In the 1850s?
In the 1850s, exactly.
You weren't a greaser?
I think it's time for us to get back to the issues of the day here.
Pack of cigarettes in the old, please.
Yeah, oh, yeah, that'd sure be me. Yeah. Okay, so meanwhile, back at the ranch here, I'm wondering how many of you are pleased that Kathleen Sebelius has hit the road, Jack. Mr. Obama expected to nominate his budget director, Sylvia Burwell, to replace Kathleen Sebelius as Health and Human Services Secretary.
So question, who hires her?
Who hires Kathleen Sebelius?
Mm-hmm. I mean, she is somebody like out there needing web design? Maybe
yeah,
we could bring
yeah,
her in?
Yeah, exactly. How do you get a job after that mess?
Now, you run for political office in your right. home state. You become a congresswoman or a senator or something like that. That's what she is.
And she was a governor before, so I guess
she was. And she wasn't much good at that either. So, in general terms, this is my own value judgment. Some of you may think from her state that she was great. I didn't think she was. New Mexico, wasn't it?
I think it was, yeah.
New Mexico.
I mean, to be fair, she's kind of the scapegoat here. I mean, it's not, it doesn't all come down on her, does it?
No, but she makes herself a scapegoat by not being prepared to have answers for the questions and the problems that arose, and worse than that, not a fix.
Well, the rap sheet
on somebody else to fix it.
What right.
The rap sheet,
the rap sheet on the woman that they're bringing in is that she's known for her management skills. So what does that tell you?
Right. Mm-hmm. Just about, what, a year or two late?
Yeah, yeah. We figured out what's important right in this position. You have to have management skills.
Yeah.
Ding!
Da-dang, 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 da-dang. The Russians are the bad guys again today. Not just because of what's going on in Ukraine, but now because the news media is ganging up, those poor Russians. The news media has started to gang up on the Russian government.
Oh.
Apparently, the news media thinks the Russians withheld information.
Really?
On
they're
the Boston Marathon bombing suspect.
Shocking.
Yeah.
Yes. Russian authorities reportedly told the FBI that this particular, I never can pronounce the name, Zarnaev, is that how you pronounce his name?
Tsarnaev.
Him too. Was a follower of radical Islam. But after an initial investigation by FBI agents, Russia declined several bureau requests for more information. The Russians only shared the information, which included a phone conversation intercepted by the Russians. Yeah, they have the NSA over in Russia too. The Russians were monitoring a phone conversation between Zarnaev, or whatever,
Tsarnaev.
Him too, and his mother,
right.
In which they discussed
Mrs. Tsarnaev.
Jihad. But that was only after the bombing.
I talk with my mom about jihad often, don't
you?
Really?
All the time, yeah.
How did
yeah.
that go? Yeah,
hey, Mom, how was your day? Any more jihad plans?
It was really jihad.
It was hard.
It was a jihad day.
All right, I want to get a reading from Richie and Roberta, and I'm guessing there'll probably be two different reads. That's why I'm sort of dropping this on you at this moment. Don't forget our television report with sound from 24 coming up in a few minutes. There is controversy based on comments made by Baseball Hall of Famer Hank Aaron,
who
you may recall passed the Babe Ruth. Where did that come from? I've been in character too much this week. The Babe Ruth home run record 40 years ago this week. So he was being lauded and interviewed. Somehow or other, he got off onto politics. And yes, sure enough, he compared the Republican Party to the KKK.
That's a shame.
As a result of that, yes, it is, kind of. In part, I think it's been blown up a little bit. And the other side of me thinks, maybe there's a little truth to it, but it isn't just the Republicans. There are a lot of people who are party-less, or a lot of people who have ties to the Democratic Party. There are a lot of people who are still wearing the white hoods, if not, in fact, they are mentally there. And I've heard this from people that I do business with who run garages, people who don't like him because he's black. And so I'm not talking about Aaron, I'm talking about Obama, because that was the focus. It wasn't on Hank Aaron. It was on his question the answer followed a question about President Obama being the first black president, yada, yada, yada. And so Richie's now reading the comments.
We asked this question on Facebook, by the way.
What's the, ask the question and then give us some of the comments, Jen, will you?
Okay, so we asked if there was too much of a focus on race in the media
Let me put the other part. Part B of this conversation was that Eric Holder yelled at Congressman Louie Gohmert from Texas this week and told him basically he was obsessed with race.
Right.
Basically using that as in a way out of being
comeback.
On the hot seat. Yeah, because he doesn't want to answer the question.
Because he was getting hammered.
You guys are racist.
Right.
So there's legitimacy to what Aaron said, perhaps. There's no legitimacy to what Holder said, but they both played sort of with the same deck. All right, go ahead, Jennifer.
So we asked that question on Facebook about too much race in the world, and Celeste said there's only one race, the human race.
Uh-huh.
Jesse said, I think it's wrong that the only time race is ever an issue is when the offender is white and the victim is not.
Mm-hmm.
Margaret said, yes, I taught my children that racism is wrong. It makes me angry that it's apparently okay to judge white people by the color of their skin. Race-obsessed CNN wants to have a conversation about race. If it doesn't include hypersensitivity or using the race card as a weapon, I don't know what kind of conversation they want to have. And then Margaret also said prejudice goes both ways. She said, why is it racist to assume someone is racist because they are white? Having raised my children not to be racist, it makes me angry when liberals use the race card to try and shut people up. I think diversity training is an insult to intelligence.
I'm not sure about that. I'm not sure that it's just a Republican or Democratic thing. I think there's plenty of use different ways. It becomes a game. It's a sport now. And it gets into music. It gets into all the fabric of our lives.
Here's what Hank said. The biggest difference between back then, when he got hate mail,
yeah,
and now is back then they had hoods. Now they have neckties and starched shirts.
That's actually... Excuse me. So I never used the term KKK.
I just lost a lot of respect for Hank.
Well...
You know what? I look up to people like him for having the strength
to
fight through bigotry and fight through everything that he had to do to accomplish what he accomplished.
Yeah.
And I find it an amazing feat that he was able to do what he did.
Richie, think about it this way, though.
But and I totally understand that he has anger.
But why should he be angry?
And hate, but why belittle what he did?
Right.
By stooping to the level
because
and race baiting
over.
At this point,
he's been subjected to for 40 years.
Sure,
the same kind of stuff, asked the same kind of questions over and over and over again. Because he was abused.
But it just ruins for me. It ruins everything that he accomplished.
But how strong do you have to be in order to just let all this stuff roll off your back?
It's hard.
Well, it is very hard.
It's very hard. I'm sure.
These guys, you have no idea. Remember. I've told you this.
It's hard to take the high road.
Well, but think about back in the 50s when I was a kid, the latrines were not...
No.
Whites and blacks didn't go to the same
And I
latrine.
Get it. I'll never get that. I haven't had to walk in his shoes.
Yeah.
I get that.
Not that it makes it better. It just is understandable a little better.
But for apparently the racist me, the white guy...
Well, not all white guys. He's not saying all white guys.
Well,
are
you know,
they wear a starched shirt.
Yeah, I wear a starched shirt and a necktie sometimes.
Really?
Yeah. But I have this great respect for people like him who have done
so
what they've done.
So they give him a pass and they go.
I don't like Obama as a president, but I have enormous respect for what he has done.
Right.
And if in 40 years he makes the same comment, I lose respect because...
And if you think about how quickly we've actually been accepting of a black president, this wouldn't have happened 50 years ago.
No.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well,
that's sad.
But it's worth... All these comments are worth consideration. And you can post your own comments, facebook.com/Good Day Show, Twitter @Good Day. 16 before the hour, television report, including sound from the first TV episode, which will be a month. Is it a month from Monday? What's the first day of the first?
Yeah, it's coming up. It's May 6th, I think.
May 6th, so it's sooner than that. 3 weeks away. You'll get sound from that in a moment here on Good Day.
Really?
No way.
Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reactions as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
Think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams!
I was good. Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston beer comes off the map. It was Boston beer.
Eating too much, eating the wrong foods, even sleeping in the wrong position can give you an upset stomach. After eating, what do you do when you have that queasy, uneasy, refluxy feeling? Take a Gutsy Chewy tablet. Gutsy Chewy is an all-natural oral and digestive supplement which enhances your body's defense against heartburn, reflux, and helps maintain oral health. Go from that after-eating feeling of gut burn and gut bloat to gut good with all-natural Gutsy Chewy. Learn more at GutsyProducts.com. That's GutsyProducts.com.
If you're a baby boomer or senior, please listen closely to this important message. Politicians in Washington are quietly plotting to decrease your Social Security payments drastically, and they want to do it soon. In fact, despite rising prices at the gas pump, grocery store, and doctor's office, retirees have received a mere 1.3% annual increase to their Social Security checks. Meanwhile, food stamp recipients have seen their payouts increase over 30% under the Obama administration. That's shocking. So when we stumbled upon a weird trick that could add up to $1,000 to your monthly Social Security checks, we knew we had to share it with you. To get started, simply go to mybenefits45.com. Yes, it's true. You can take simple steps that could add up to $1,000 to your monthly Social Security payouts. Newsmax says mybenefits45.com is a critical resource for anyone over 50. Go to mybenefits45.com now. That's mybenefits45.com.
Do we do the sounder from 24? Do we do 57? What do we do here?
Sounder of 24.
Oh, here's the sounder of 24 when attached to the promotional video for Jack Bauer's Coming Back.
It is very exciting to be Jack Bauer again.
Take him alive if possible.
Jack has been out of the United States since the very end of season 8. He's been underground for 4.5 years and has resurfaced in London, England.
Freezer right there.
It's Bauer.
James Heller, who's now the president, is also in London. And Jack Bauer shows up. So is there a connection? Is he here to harm the president? Is he here to help the president? We don't know.
I play head of the CIA branch in central London. I have been tasked with tracking down and capturing Jack Bauer.
Jack Bauer is a traitor and a psychopath.
I play Mark Bordreau, and he is the chief of staff to the president of the United States. He's also the president's son-in-law. His wife, Audrey, is in a relationship with Jack Bauer, so really does not like
this
Jack
is really
Bauer. Keep his presence down on a need-to-know basis.
I play Kate Morgan, a CIA agent. She's the only one that suspects that Jack's up to something. She's the first one to figure out that he was trying to get caught.
Chloe's back. She's had it with keeping the government secrets and trying to do the right thing all the time. And Jack comes out of nowhere and wants her to help him stop this plot against the president, which, of course, the CIA believes that he is plotting himself against the president.
The American president is assassinated on foreign soil. You're looking at Third World War.
We're not doing 24 episodes, we're doing 12 episodes. Those 12 episodes are still going to represent one full day, but we're going to skip an hour or two. And so things happen pretty quickly.
This season starts fast, the train is already moving, and you got to run to catch up. And you're on for a ride from episode one all the way through. There's not one let up.
Lots of things blow up. There's secrets. There are twists that you don't see coming.
You're going after the wrong guy.
We're
going
to push this as hard as we can.
London will never be the same.
They're planning a full-scale attack.
Oh, wow, man. I'm ready.
There you go.
I'm so ready for
there
this.
It is.
I'm smiling from ear to ear. I love
Less
it.
Less than a month to go. So the video is at DougStephan.com. Now, a lot of people talk about the replacement of David Letterman, and not many people think CBS's choice of Stephen Colbert makes much sense. Jen?
Such a swift decision, too. And this is only a week after he announced
they've been
that
talking about this.
He was retiring, but I think Les had this guy in the works. David Letterman came out yesterday, said in a statement, "I'm very excited for him, and I'm flattered that CBS chose him. I also happen to know they wanted another guy with glasses." Which I think is kind of funny. Colbert said, "Simply being a guest on David Letterman's show has been a highlight of my career. I never dreamed that I would follow in his footsteps, even though everyone in late night follows Dave's lead." So a love fest for now. No word on how Craig Ferguson is feeling. And there's been a rumor that it could be moving to Los Angeles. That rumor now seems to be gone with the wind. It looks like the show will stay in New York City. Yay.
Well, Bill de Blasio did something for you, Roberta.
Yeah.
De Blasio. Ferguson tweeted, congratulations to the hugely talented and fragrant and lovely Stephen Colbert.
Please send jobs.
And then threw his phone up against the wall.
I know.
Jimmy Fallon said, welcome to the late night wars. 51 after on Good Day.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Stefan, we're going to discuss Southwest Airlines as it changes its face, if you will.
And I'm sure there's other
travel news that's important, so stand by for that here on the Good Day program.
What if someone owned your GM vehicle before you did? It may be pre-owned, but it's got the same stuff it came with, like OnStar. Yep, that service that sends help in a crash, runs diagnostic checks, and gives you roadside assistance. Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 months on us, a free trial offer. Good on any 06 or newer OnStar inactive GM model. If you don't want it after that, just say so. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, offer details, and system limitations.
Staples has great deals on everything you need to tell the world about your amazing cupcake shop.
Try our amazing cupcakes!
From large in-store signs and banners to custom t-shirts and menus. Everything.
Try our amazing cupcakes?
Yeah, sure. Oh, it tastes like feet. Except amazing cupcakes. Thousands of products added to Staples.com every day.
Uh-oh.
Even antacids. Now get 50% off marketing materials. Staples. Make more happen.
Offers 5-3-14. Minimum quantities and exclusions apply. See store associated with staples.com/copy and print for details.
Would you wait a week for your shower to get hot?
Would you wait up to a week to feel maximum relief from your nasal congestion? Nasacort Allergy Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, Afrin No Drip starts working in seconds. And keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait up to a week for maximum relief from your nasal spray? When you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
Tom Parsons is here from bestfares.com with a focus on Southwest Airlines. And this is a company that you know very well, being from Dallas. I think they started in Dallas, started in Texas, but have moved over the last, what are they, 33, 34 years in business? What's their...
I think they might be, I think they're a little bit older than 30-something now, but they, you know, they used to be the low-cost airline in the country. That's it.
But they aren't anymore.
No.
I'm just looking at, I'm reading a review in the Wall Street Journal this week about some of the things that it has gone through. For example, one day in a storm at Midway Airport, they had 66 planes on the ground. They lost 7,500 bags and basically had no real answer to passengers who were stuck either in planes on the tarmac or back in the terminal. Now, granted, there was a severe snowstorm, and that would be the culprit, but Southwest managers also blamed a lot of the workers, suggesting that nearly a third of them called in sick to protest their new contract talks. And now this is something that has made Southwest, which was, as we all were acknowledging on and off the air, the low-cost leader. They still have many things about them, as Roberta's happy to point out, that make it preferable if you're going relatively short distances or medium distances as far as bags are concerned and cancel flights or if you have to change, yada, yada. But I think they've been in denial, Tom, for a while when it comes to the pressure that would be brought to bear by workers in similar jobs in other airlines. Do you think that's true?
Actually, if you look at their pay scale for the same kind of aircraft, they pay just as much as the other guys do. They're not that far off. As a matter of fact, you know, most of them are equal to, or in some cases higher than. And but when you think of Southwest Airlines, like you do and I do, we think of small regional airlines.
Yeah.
When you look at American Airlines and the new U.S. Airway merger, Continental and United's merger, and Delta and Northwest merger, the airline in America, they will carry more U.S. passengers in the very near future, if they don't do it now, with the combination of AirTran and Southwest, will be Southwest Airlines. By as much as 30%.
More domestic travelers.
Travelers.
Yeah.
Yep.
Because all the other American and Delta and United are so fascinated with international travel because that's where they make their money. And they are only using the domestics almost as feeder, right?
Yeah, but let me just give you good news, folks. Right around June 10th, I bet you if you live within 500 miles you're trying to go, Southwest will bring down your fares to $98.
From what? At what point? What day?
Starting June 10th to be the sale for August 25th to about.
Hi, my name is DeRay, suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.